Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Yeah, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191er. Dr. Drew, board certified physician. Blah, 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 blah.
Let's get right into what's in your hand there. Let's do it. Oh. Come on. You know you want to.
Oh.
Get it off your chest. Come on. Here you go.
I'm this close to. I'm going to have a heart attack as it is, Drew.
Let's get the mayor on the phone.
The mayor.
His name's on that thing.
Man, that pussy is totally impotent, I'm sure. Could do nothing. Can't even fire up those freeway signs. Don't get me going, Drew. All right. I got a letter from the city of Los Angeles, an order to comply. And by the way, comply, obey. I'm seeing a lot of this stuff going around lately.
Yeah.
That's what are we in? Nazi Russia? Yeah.
Some combo of
Nazi and Russia.
Stalin Russia and,
World's worst country. Yeah, I mean, we're not in some sort of totalitarian regime over here. It's America. Land of the free, home of the brave. Not outhouse of the pussies. Drew, I don't even know where to begin, but anyway, I had a neighbor rat me out because my hedge is too high, and now I get things, and I get, you know, and the city.
Here's what kills me, what outrages me, is that one of the orders to comply is to keep your property properly kept up. And Adam just went through a renovation, a piece of work of art. He restored this house like a piece of art.
Yeah.
And I'm outraged.
Well, here's the thing about the truth. No place for it. Let me explain what's happening to this country, everybody, and here's why we have to wrestle it back. We have to comply to the lowest common denominator. The nuttiest ass on the block, we all got to bend over and spread it for him because he's got a beef. No, he's nuts. He should be ignored. That's how it works. We have people calling the cops. Cops show up. There's nothing going on. These people need to be punished. These are nails that are sticking up, and they need to be hammered into the floorboards. Do you understand? When you're contacting the Department of Building and Safety, when you're calling the cops, when you're using basically people that are on the city payroll as your own personal police and task force, you need to be hammered. And ironically, the people that pay the least taxes do the most phone calling of these forces. It's awesome. All I do is pay millions of dollars in taxes and try to be left alone by insane people, to no avail. Here's the deal. Here's the way we used to work this society. Everyone got along. And if you didn't get along, and if you got out of line and you're a little bit nutty, we'd yank you out of line and we'd put you somewhere. Not hire an attorney, not settle out of court, not ask you what's on your mind. Just big hammer in the head and right back into the subfloor where you goddamn belong. So here's the deal, everybody. Play nice or just move to goddamn Canada, would you? It's just we are building a society around the lowest common denominator. There's a warning. There's a warning label on everything that exists. There's a child-proofing thing on everything. Everyone has to drive as slow as the worst driver could drive fast. That's it. It's the lowest common denominator, and we're all forced to comply. It's no different than the airport. Take your shoes off, take your belt off, step aside. We all have to get in line because there might be one person that may be harmed or want to harm us, and now we all have to pull over.
Well, a lot of the pulling over, too, by the way, don't forget, is there might be somebody who complains about how they're treated in the pulling over process.
Yes.
That slows it down. Please. Yes. That's me. I'm just talking low.
Drew, into the mic, baby.
That slows the whole thing down threefold.
Yeah. I can't move anymore. It's just one big attorney, one big cluster F. And here's the deal. If you're halfway sane, you got a couple of bucks in the bank and you pay your taxes, you're effed. You got nothing.
Well, ask your mom. You must be the man. Yeah, you must be a bad guy if you've got that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where that all came from, you know.
I know.
In the 60s.
retarded goddamn hippies thinking that everyone that had two nickels to rub together and some health insurance was the man and needed to be stopped. Yeah. Keep going, everybody. Eventually, we'll all just be like you. No one paying taxes. Everyone just waiting around. Waiting for the Red Cross to drop off a shipment of ready-to-eat meals. That'll be us. All just sitting on our front porch waiting for something to float by that we can eat. Yeah. Join them. Idiots. Heather?
Yes?
There she
Hello?
Is. Yep.
Hi.
I'm telling you, I'm going to start my own cult, Drew.
What's it going to be called? Boobville?
No, Adam's cult.
Oh, okay. Of course.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
What am I going to name it? Jerry's cult?
No, you're right. Yeah.
Adam's cult. Yeah.
Or Jonestown.
I'm going to start my own cult. I'm going to move us to French Guiana. It's going to be awesome. You know, in French Guiana, you got room to stretch out. You know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
Man can breathe. Know what I mean?
Right.
And it starts off like any other cult, you know. I start reading scripture. I do a lot of pacing, play a little six-string guitar and some harmonica.
Then?
Eventually, I start banging the ladies.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I start banging their daughters.
Yeah, yeah.
And it works into their sons.
You got the spirit. You got the power.
Yeah. Then, they catch wind of it over here. They send in a few federal troops. We got a shootout situation. And I die of a self-inflicted wound.
With all your cult?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, they got to go, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because when we go to wherever my version of heaven is, I'm going to need to still bang their daughters. I need them to come with me.
Oh, my God.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. You want in?
No, thanks. I'm starting my own.
You won't have to work. We don't believe in Western medicine. We believe in the Lord heals.
That's a good point.
And those who are suffering are being punished.
Of course.
So you're not going to have to do anything.
Right, because people that get ill deserve it.
Well, obviously they did something wrong.
Yeah.
I'm just saying... If you want in, cool. Engineerist Michelle, you come in. We got a lesbian dorm.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, here's what I'm going to need.
He needs you to round him up, though, for this.
Well, hold on, Drew. I'm trying to be sort of fair-minded about this. I know you like the ladies. I'm not going to, repulse you by, forcing myself on you physically. I am going to need to put my seed in you one way or another. Going to need you to crank out some girls, if that's possible, and then I can go ahead and have passed them, say, around their 13th birthday. All right?
Okay.
Again, you'll have your partner,
Well, in fact, you may want to sort of...
Oh, with the partner, too?
No, just sort of supervise the two of them when they're...
Well, yeah, I'll be filming that.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no doubt about that. I mean, that'll be documented.
Right, right.
For posterity.
Of course.
Later
when we'll all go on the spaceship off to Mars. Or
yeah, yeah. But I'm going to need to get the seed in you and in the partner, and we'll work it out.
All right. Well, I have to warn you, I might have twins because my mom's a twin. So
okay. All right. Well, we'll kill the boy or the boys, depending on, how it comes out. Keep your feet, fingers crossed. We don't have to do anything rash. And then I'll eventually just start having sex with everyone. It's going to be awesome. Yeah. And there'll be no arguing with me because at a certain point, after a couple of weeks, I'll be like, I had a vision last night. Well, God told me to start humping. And, once the youngins, too.
Yeah.
That's how they work. It's like, what happens? Well, I was sleeping. And I woke up and there's a messenger standing at the foot of my bed. What'd he say? Take out the garbage? No. I magically wanted me to start banging chicks because that's always what ends up happening. It's never like, start playing AAA hockey.
No.
Or go ahead and turn the Vega into a convertible using a Sawzall. So it's nothing like that. Always has the vision's always magic because you always got to start banging somebody. Yeah, yeah. Vision never tells them to get to work.
No.
It's just start humping.
Dum, 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 dum.
Gonna start
Did you
that,
ever see that South Park?
Start that cult. No, but Drew, you're in. I'll put you in on the cult. And I'll tell you what, I'll make you something, too.
Are we going to be a thing?
Well...
Am I going to be visited by the spirit?
No, but I mean, you'll be, fairly high-ranking official.
Okay.
I'm going to need, folks to do my bidding.
Mm-hmm.
And you bring a certain degree of respectability to it. Maybe for press conferences and things like that. I might have you do a little speak and put a tie on.
Enough.
You know what I mean?
I'll be like the Branch Davidian girl.
Yeah. Woman. Heather?
Yes?
Yeah. You'd be like that Raelian chick who had the tour.
Raelian, that's right.
Yeah, they were...
scientists.
Yeah, we had a news conference for them about 3 years ago. Remember that?
Yeah, cloning.
They cloned the first child. We had to send the choppers out and the news van. And big story 3 years ago about cloning. They were the first people to clone. We had to cover it.
Don't worry, you'll see the evidence soon.
Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, we have DNA tests. No. Yeah. We could scientifically just go ahead and confirm what you're claiming. Here's the thing, everybody. Whenever there's a way to confirm something and people don't want to do it, it means they're lying. Huh. It's like when a guy says, no, I'm innocent, but I don't want to take the lie detector test.
Mm-hmm.
Not innocent.
Right.
Guess what? Innocent people can't wait to take the lie detector test.
Exactly.
And if you actually do clone somebody, get that DNA. Get that swatch. Sample, baby. Let's go. Get it to the lab. This is going to be awesome. It's like, look, if you actually have a winning lottery ticket, I'm hustling down the liquor store. Otherwise, you're just waving around a piece of paper having a press conference. Yeah. It's awesome that we cover it, though, isn't it?
It's awesome, again, that facts don't matter.
Well, Drew, the jury's still out. There may be a three-year-old right now that has an identical clone. Heather?
Yes?
You're 25?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I was wondering if any of those pills that you can buy for breast enlargement, if any of those at all work or have been shown.
No, what's the problem?
It's not a problem. I just, just curious because I would like to have a larger breast, but I don't want to go through surgery or do anything like that for myself. So I just
some women get can go up at least a cup size with just being on the estrogen-based birth control pill.
What do you got going? What cup are you now?
34B, but like small B.
Small B.
And I have a fairly muscular frame. Like, I work out a lot and I lift weights. And so I just thought, you know, if I could like go up a cup size or so, it would just make me look a little bit more shapely.
Yeah, that'd be nice. You could see, talk to your doctor about going on the birth control pill. Perhaps that would do it. But yeah, that's about all you can do, really.
Maybe you shouldn't work out so hard.
Well, I like working out.
All right, but you know, you pump an iron?
I'm not pumping iron. I just like lift weights about twice a week when I go in.
Oh, okay. No, not pumping
any iron.
Lifting the weights.
No iron yet.
Okay. So you're not on the blower right now. You're talking on the phone.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. I know that.
Well, pumping iron is...
I'm not like training for bodybuilding or anything like that.
I know, but you're lifting weights.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, baby girl. I don't think most women change very much from lifting weights, do they? I mean, there's always that thing. It's like, oh, stop lifting the weights. You're starting to look like a man. But
no,
you got to look like a man to look like a man.
Yeah, you got to have a certain
biology.
Going. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or be taking steroids.
Yeah, on the juice. Are all those women bodybuilders on the juice?
Some do. Mm-hmm.
What about the ones with just crazy, you know, veins popping in their
arms?
That
usually is. Yeah.
Yeah?
That's all usually something.
All right. You ready to party?
Yep.
Cassandra?
Yes.
18?
Yep.
You can't have sex due to high risk of pregnancy?
Yes, I can't. No, I can't. That's what I'm trying to say.
Do you have multiples or something?
Nope. I bleed every day. And I've bled every day since I was 6 weeks pregnant, and I'm 16 right now.
Oh, boy. Yeah. It's
what,
you probably.
What happens?
Well,
what
the placenta's probably sitting over the cervical os.
Well, no ass, Sherlock.
What happened was I had a biopsy done because I had a... Level 4 cancer, or almost to be cancer cells, back in March, and my doctor took a biopsy on it. So I don't know if I didn't heal all the way on my cervix or not, but I'm bleeding every day. And my husband...
Wait, whoa, stop right there. Are you getting prenatal care?
Yes, I am.
And have they done an ultrasound?
Yep, and the baby's fine. And I lost a twin to this pregnancy that July 4th, which was when it started bleeding.
And is the placenta in the right place?
It's low, but it's not on the cervix.
All right. Okay. All right.
And, okay, my question
I thought placenta was the juice that the kid swam in.
No, that's
amniotic fluid.
Oh.
Placenta is the thing that nourishes, gets all the nourishment out of the mom.
Oh.
It's an organ. Oh, dude, I got to show you here. Here we go.
You mean, do chicks have a placenta?
No, they don't. They grow. It grows just like the yolk, kind of.
It grows. That's a kid.
The placenta is the thing that latches onto the mom's system.
Yeah,
blood system.
I thought it was like the sac.
No, that's the sac.
You saying the sac's the sac?
Here, look.
That's crazy talk, buddy.
There we go.
So what is the placenta? Is an organ that doesn't exist, and then it exists when you're pregnant, and then what?
It grows, and then it comes out at the end, and you eat it.
Yeah.
In primitive societies.
Well, in my cult.
And it smells like...
That's all we're going to eat.
What's those crazy mushrooms that
we're going to be the placenta cult.
Truffle. It smells like truffle.
Oh, delightful.
Oh, not.
Let me tell you, my cult is going to be placenta omelets, placenta pudding, placenta flavored horchata. For the Mexicans in the cult, we're going to need some workers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
here we go.
It's going to be awesome. So all right, Drew, show me a picture of the kid. Bone. That's the sack the kid's in.
Yeah, the whole thing is the sack. And there's the placenta up there, that big organ that's getting everything out of the mom, feeding the baby through this tube.
Oh, and that's that tube. That's that, the blowhole?
Yeah.
What is that? That's the umbilical cord.
Right.
And the placenta feeds into the tube. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
It's a huge organ. It's
like
a big organ.
It's like alien. I like the fact that they drew decent-sized areolas on the drawing of the chick who's naked.
Well, when they're pregnant, that's what happens.
Sweet. I'm just saying, like, I'm sure the guy was drawing them, and the guy who dug the big silver dollar size came by. Hey, Earl.
No.
Put another stripe.
When they get pregnant, it
Yeah, no, things stretch out. It doesn't grow, though. It just sort of,
it changes color and gets big and changes everything. Everything changes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. The placenta sucks stuff out of the mom.
And then what I was saying is that maybe it's laying down here, like here, and it's bleeding through that hole right there.
Through the bottom. The kid's head.
Which is called placenta previa, and that happens all the time. And then at the end, if the kid comes out, you pull this whole thing, and that whole thing comes out at the end.
So it looks placenta previa is also the first day of the San Gennaro feast.
Yes, incidentally, it is.
Yeah, placenta previa. It's for press.
It looks like a big jellyfish when it comes out, basically. A big, big bloody jellyfish.
Nice. Yeah, well, I'll be down there. Jimmy will be down there.
Frying up placenta.
Couple of guys that got killed from The Sopranos. It's going to be awesome. Everyone, come on out and make the placenta previa at the San Gennaro feast.
I see Jimmy. He's throwing that placenta
up there. Cassandra?
Yeah.
All right, so... You can't have sex because of that. That's good.
Yeah, but I still have sex with my husband.
You do?
Because he's so horny all the time. And I can't get him off orally, and he's never, ever been off orally.
All right, now hold on. She's calling from Missouri. Mm-hmm. She's got twins. One died. She's been married since she was like 14.
Mm-hmm.
Now, come on. I'm never wrong. Just not wrong. Jewish, right, Cassandra?
No, I'm not Jewish.
Number two, because Korean.
He's not Jewish either.
You see Missouri, and it's just, and I, you know, that's why you can never judge. That's why you just can't, because
he's actually Native American.
That's why you can't judge, because all the things, the Missouri, the pregnant, in the teens, the placenta, horny husband that won't stop having sex with her even though it's going to kill her, it all just says Jew. It just all adds up. What part of Missouri are you calling from?
St. Louis.
All right. That actually could say a little Jew. Point is...
But number two would be Korean, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Korean or Jew. Are you sure you're not Korean?
No, I'm German, Spanish, and Irish.
That's why you cannot judge. It's impossible to judge.
It is. Indeed, you're right.
All right. And what tribe does your hubby belong to?
From North Dakota.
He's what?
Hadatsa from North Dakota.
That's a Jewish telethon they have every year.
That's the lost tribe.
Jesus Christ. He is a Jew. All right. Yarmulke.
But it's like, what am I supposed to do? I mean,
Tripler.
You're supposed to not have sex. You're endangering somebody's life. Your child.
Yeah, I know, and he knows that. But
he's a horny guy. Have your doctor talk to him. He can masturbate. He can do anything. He's got to lay off.
Yeah, but when he masturbates, he needs me there too.
Well, that's fine. You can do that.
But I get turned on and have orgasms from it, and I'm not supposed to have orgasms. I can have orgasms just watching a guy masturbate without even being touched.
Uh-oh.
All right, hold on a second. I got a plan.
Okay.
Cassandra.
Yes.
Here's what I'm going to need you to do.
Okay.
She should talk to Chief Running Bear.
No, this is too serious. Cassandra, I'm going to need you to get a piece of 4-inch inner diameter PVC pipe. I need you to put use some of the hot glue, put a cap on the back side of it, okay?
Okay.
It's about 4 foot long. Go ahead and put a baffle at about the 2 foot mark, something Eric can get through. And
okay.
Then put a small hole, maybe 3/16 drill bit toward the bottom.
Okay.
And you just pour a little gasoline in that and aerate it. Go ahead and get it flowing. Blow in there. Vaporize it a little bit. When you have the kid, stuff the kid into it and then take a lighter to it and just face it toward the south. All right? So the kid.
South. It's Louisiana. South.
Okay,
there.
Yeah.
Why
North.
Are you trying to tell me hey, to kill my kid?
No. It's so the kid has a chance.
It's
trying
to launch the kid.
It's a long shot, but I want this kid to have a chance.
Oh, okay.
Crazy, horny Chief Humping Bear over there. And screwed up mom who can't stop having sex even though it's endangering herself.
I have sex with him like every 4 days, but he wants it more. And it's like, I can't do anything about it. And he gets mad at me because I don't want to have sex with him. I mean, he's right here if you really want to talk to him.
Where is your doctor with this?
My doctor doesn't like the fact. I mean.
Doesn't like it. Doesn't he get very firm about this?
What do you mean?
Well,
he gets a hard on.
No, you may even have a legal issue here. I mean, he's endangering somebody's life.
Well, yeah. And it's like, I don't want to ruin my relationship with my new husband, but...
Look, I say hump away, and if the kid aborts, the kid aborts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably going to be the same. What is? Look.
You want to talk to Chief Humping Bear?
I know. Chief Humping Bear. I don't know. Should we talk to him?
I'm just frightened to talk to him.
I am, too.
He could be from that lost tribe, though. It'd be interesting.
Cassandra.
Yeah.
I put your husband on the blower, would you please?
Okay, hold on. Here he is.
Hello?
Joking. Hello?
Hello? What's your name?
My name's Ed.
Ed?
Yeah.
Ed Ames. Know Ed Ames is?
No.
Ed Ames is the Indian who was on the Johnny Carson show who threw the tomahawk that hit the guy in the groin, the most famous scene from...
Interesting.
The most famous Indian.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Hey, Ed.
Huh?
Stop having sex with your wife. You're going to screw her up.
You're going to kill your child.
No, hey.
Do you think that's not going to happen? Ed.
What?
Do you think that that's sort of joking, that somehow you're not going to hurt the child by doing that?
No, of course not.
Okay, well, let's knock it off then. I know it's hard, but you're a parent now. You gotta be able to contain impulses.
You want to be a good dad.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, part of being a good parent is not killing your kid with your penis in a prenatal form.
First.
Yeah.
First and foremost.
That's call me old fashioned. Nana hechika. Ya ya nana chika ya. Nana yawa. Tachijama. Turn Japanese at the end.
I hope you heard that. That Ed really just lights up the land. Man,
I'll tell
beacon.
You. Yeah, he's awesome. He's a dynamo, that kid. He's going places. All right, everyone, please, as I've been watching this disaster unfold in the Gulf Coast, I realize the through line, besides these folks not being mobile enough to pack into cars and not having money in the bank, is everyone's cranking out too many kids, and it's like, here's the deal. Here's the deal, everybody. Here's the deal. The government is your last resort safety net. Hopefully, you make it through your entire life, and you never get a visit from a guy from FEMA. You never have to talk to anyone from Child Protective Services. You never have to have, there's no lines to get into. You never get a check from anyone but your employer.
The whole idea of America was to have the government out of your life. That was the whole concept.
That's the concept, everybody. Everyone came here because they didn't want the government telling them who to pray to, taking their taxes, doing all this stuff. So they came over here so they could work and have a better life. So your job is to try to avoid the government at all costs, whether it's the cop who's pulling you over or whether it's the guy from FEMA. Here's the way you can do that. Independence. Independence. Now, independence don't mean hanging out on your porch waiting for a guy to come by in a fan boat. That means working, putting money in the bank, watching how many kids you have, keeping it together, going insurance, keeping kids in school, all that stuff.
So the kids can be independent, too.
Then the kids can be independent. Now, if you're already in that boat, literally, I'm happy to give you a few bucks and try to take care of you. But let's try to learn from this. That's all I'm saying. Somebody bring it up. For the love of Christ, somebody bring it up. All we're talking about is people not having enough stuff. No one's talking about the fact that people are having too many goddamn kids, and that's why they can't provide for themselves. Now, once you're here, you're here. You should be taken care of, but let this be a warning. Let's slow it down a little bit. A little more college, a little less humping. Here we go, everybody. Get a condom now. Let's go. Get some insurance now. Here we go. That's right. That's right.
Condoms.
Yeah. Condoms. Oh, yes. Durex condoms. You're going to get that party pack if you're a caller we like. So far.
Give it to Cassandra.
No.
No, she can't have sex. That's right.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. You can get the Durex party pack. You get the two CDs. You get a poker set. You get money. You get the Durex condoms. And we're gonna pick two calls tonight. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Two.
I think that's what we're going to do.
Sure, why not?
You got to be 18 years or older to win. Brought to you by Durex or Sex. And then there's Durex. Another quick plug. My show. It's a good show tonight. Jeff Ross, King of the Roast.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. You know Jeff Ross?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Funny, funny guy. He does a little roasting on me tonight.
Nice.
So that's Too Late, Comedy Central, 11:30. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Loveline will be right back.
I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Ready to rock, Drew?
Yes, sir. You know, another thing, I was reading the New York Times this morning about the middle class impact of the horrible problems down in the South.
What's the problem?
Well, people lost their businesses. I mean, people have no government services available to them because they don't meet criteria.
Yeah.
And they're just sitting in their uncle's home or something going, now what do I do?
Yeah.
They got nothing.
Well, government's got to step in. They should be doing
but
more.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's a whole middle ground of people here that are being lost in the shuffle. It's interesting.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the whole thing. I mean, you owned a small business over there. You're not going to be back on your feet for 10 years. You're living in a shotgun shack with the tinfoil for drapes. And FEMA step in, give you a new pup tent. You'll be back on your way cranking out kids in no time. Yeah. All right. Look, here's all I'm saying, people. Here's all I'm saying, everybody. People that are, you know, standing on a curb and get hit by a car are victims. The people that then don't have car insurance, don't have health insurance, don't have money in the bank, don't have anything to take care of themselves when bad things happen aren't really victims. They're victims of their own lack of preparation. And it doesn't mean we shouldn't feel sorry for them, but it also doesn't mean we should completely ignore it and act like it doesn't exist. It's like, look, if everyone's got a minivan that runs and they got a couple ducats in their pocket, then when it's time to clear out, it's time to clear out. And if you don't, you didn't prepare. And you should be helped, but let's not hold you up as a shining example for the future generations.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. Okay. Nobody brings it up because obviously you sound like the world's worst person if you bring it up. But let's be honest. You got to take care of your family. You got to take care of yourself. It's like this. If there's an earthquake, if you have kids and there's a major earthquake, and what do you got in your house? Well, I got a can of cat food. Huh. Yeah, but remember all those times people told you to get a flashlight, AM radio, and some batteries, and some food, and some formula. You got one kid who's a diabetic. You're going to need some insulin. You don't have... Are you a victim or did you just not prepare? Now, you should get some blankets and you should get some insulin, but let's go. Next time, let's be ready. All right. Sarah? Sarah?
Yes.
25. What's up?
I seem to have run into a situation where my partner, another female, has a much greater sex drive than I do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of causing a rift some days.
What are you good for a week? Or a month?
At minimum, we probably...
No, no. What do you want to do?
What do I want to do?
Yeah.
That's the thing. It doesn't matter to me.
So you would never want to have sex?
Well, no. I would say that there are times when I do, but it definitely is... I mean, we can have intimacy one day, and then the very next day, it's like...
Sarah?
We never had it, yeah.
Sarah?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask one more time, then Adam's going to hang up.
All right.
How often, if it were just up to you, would you like to have sex?
Once a week.
Okay.
There you go.
And how about for your girlfriend? If it were just up to her, what would she like?
Once a day. Once every other day.
All right. So it's not that big a difference. That's a lot of male-female couples sort of deal with that all the time. And there's sort of a well-kept secret in lesbian couples that often they stop having sex.
Mm.
Michelle, you ever heard that one?
The deathbed syndrome. Deathbed, yes.
It's not unheard of. It's a pretty common thing, and I hear a lot of complaints about the differences in the drive amongst two female partners. And I always suspected, I don't have evidence for this, but I've always been suspicious that the reason is that oftentimes somebody has a sexual abuse history, and that turns your volume up on the drive a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, does your girlfriend have that?
Not to my knowledge.
You might ask her about that.
I was listening the other night, and I thought. That maybe that bad chasing the bad boy story was close, but I'm not a bad girl. She doesn't chase people who are bad for her.
Well, but still, there can be a little bit of a compulsive nature.
That wasn't the question, was it?
No, it wasn't. But she was hearing something else on the call.
Okay, want to know if she has any sexual abuse in her past?
Not that she's told me.
All right,
well, you have to ask her.
What about you?
No, none in mine.
Where's her dad? Did she ever talk to him?
Her parents got divorced when she was 10.
Mm-hmm.
And she had some dislike issues for a few years, and now he's back in her life.
All right. And what do you guys do sexually? A little oral sex?
She would like me to do it more than I do it, but she enjoys doing it to me.
All right.
That's your main practice.
You can't just pick up a magazine and have her get happy down there, you know what I mean?
I don't understand.
Just lie back, pick up a magazine, and let her get the licking.
No, because...
Get the licking sounds like a horrible fried chicken joint, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Like our commercial.
Come on down to get the licking and get yourself a deep-fried bucket. It's crispy, and it's get the licking good. Hey, it's Pappy Barker. Hey, Pappy. Hey, you kidding me? We got a crazy miner. Now get to licking. try a new get to licking ranch sauce. Yeah. And then the weird voice comes in. Three new locations. One in El Cajon. One in San Gabriel. You know what I mean? Right. Yeah.
Try some sauces. Honey mustard sauces.
This is Pappy Barker saying, get to licking. All right, Sarah.
Yeah. I think pleases her more when I have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, fair enough.
So. All right. Well, Sarah, you sound
she's fine.
Almost robotic.
But she's fine, though.
Yeah, you're fine. How about you, you know what you need? You know the stereotype of the Italian? Guy's laughing. And
A little more range.
Yeah, when the guy who's doing the fresh grated cheese over the pasta?
Yeah.
And he's going, say when? And the guy's like, keep going.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you need. You know, you need a little...
Abbondanza.
Little abbondanza. You know what I mean?
So I need to loosen up is what you're...
Yeah, you're calling from Minnesota. You sound like you're walking around with a puss on. Let's go, baby. You're 25. You're 25? You're living in a time when you got iPods, you got TiVos, laptop computers
today.
Are like, they pay you $80 to take computers now when you go into a store.
Yeah.
Let's go. What's so wrong with life?
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. All right, Speedy. You're fine.
Don't worry about it. Your drive is not abnormal, by the way.
It's healthy. A little bit depressed.
Maybe, but I worry more that the girlfriend's got an engine.
Sarah, what do you do for a living?
I'm trying to get into medical school.
So you can work on animals?
No, people. Emergency room.
Okay. Who've been injured by animals? There's got to be some kind of animal connection when you're lesbian. They love those animals. I hate guys that love animals.
Just sew up dog bites in the emergency room.
All right. All right, everybody. Let's go there, Sarah. I just wonder, you know, I don't know what hell category I'd fall into, but, you know, there's just these people that are almost, they're just burdened by life, you know? They got dropped down on the planet, and it's just like, oh, I know. But, you know, they go back and they show pictures of the kid, you know, seventh grade, and it's just weight of the world, you know. They show pictures of the kid when they're six, and they just look miserable.
Well, they're probably dealing with some messed up family stuff.
Yeah,
and there's a biological thing there.
Yeah, there's, no, I mean, obviously there's reasons for it, but then there's the people that just seem to, I don't know, try to find whatever the good part is or whatever the fun part is and enjoy it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's me. I'm just saying.
No one mistake you for that. Don't worry.
But when you're walking around and you're full blown bummer, it's not a coincidence that people don't want to hang out.
Yeah.
You got to bring something, baby. Mm-hmm. You got to bring something to the table.
The party.
It's a party. What'd you bring? you brought one broken spork? No. Oh, look at the beautiful ambrosia salad Dr. Brewer's brought. Awesome. What name is that?
Brian?
Yes.
27?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Well, I kind of a weird story here. I do collie, which is a type of stick fighting with rattan sticks.
Yeah.
And the tip of the rattan, I was blocking. I was kicking the guy in the head, and then I'm blocking low as he's striking. The very tip of the stick broke off, and it went in. It actually lodged in my testicle.
Oh, whoa.
Yeesh. Yeah. And
Yeah, well, it swelled it up, and there was liquid coming out, and the first little bit was, like, clear, and now it's a little bit green.
Wait a minute. You did not go to a hospital when this happened?
Well, no, he had the wisdom of the Orient.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Brian, are you serious?
No, I did not. I haven't had time. I wasn't in the local area.
Okay, you need that. The testy is contiguous with your abdominal cavity. I mean, you can really get very serious.
You're
infections.
The Western man. You want to prescribe all those chemicals, man. This is nothing Mr. Miyagi couldn't fix with the quick hand rub. You know what I mean?
You need to get to an emergency room tonight. You can get the flesh eating bacteria down there just like anywhere else. I've seen it rip through people's pelvic areas.
Aishi doshi.
Yeah.
Okay. Until I get there's kind of a, I don't know if it's a large amount, but there's a lot of liquid coming out.
Brian, it's pus. You need to go now.
Okay.
There's no BS here. You don't wait till the morning on this. You could get septic during the night, get peritonitis, who knows what the hell.
I like that bamboo stick fighting, though. You know, they put those masks
hopefully
on.
Hopefully it's just a skin thing, but if you entered
there. I had a friend look, because, well, obviously a good friend. And he says where it went in, if it was, well, just a couple inches, and my ass would have been the size of a mason jar.
Oh, wow.
Good one.
Strong.
Well done.
Strong, Brian. Hey, man, we're going to send you out that Durex party pack.
That's the best. Yes. Anything else we give you, too.
Yeah.
Adam, I got to tell you, the red lights in Kent, Washington, were the red arrow.
Mm-hmm.
Behind that red arrow, they have installed lights that are blue. And so now the officers can tell when you're running the red light.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. They just within a couple of months they're coming up, and I just asked somebody to see what it was, and that's what it's for. It costs
a little light behind.
Oh,
yep.
It
costs $150 to install.
Now this is wonderful.
Well, wait a minute. It costs $150 to install.
Just to install them. Yep, but they're generating thousands of dollars in revenue, because what the officers are doing is sitting down about a block or half a block down and just watching that blue light. And if cars turn, they know.
Wait, Brian, so you're going to get the Durex pack. Just for the best mason jar call yet, period.
Here's the deal, y'all. We need to take our streets back. Not from the criminals, from the cops.
Strangely, Seattle and San Francisco, I wouldn't expect to be police states.
They like to rape their citizens as much as a city, let's say, like Burbank. Although, I mean, Burbank, Well, Drew, I mean, to give Burbank their due, they're pioneers in raping their citizens.
Yes.
I mean, long before.
Light years ahead.
When other cities were just toying with giving chicken-ass tickets, Burbank had already had a 50-year head start on the raping of their citizens. When other cities didn't even know they could give chicken-ass tickets for jaywalking, Burbank had already been way ahead of them. You know, they spearheaded the whole chicken-ass rape the citizens thing. And I, you know, Burbank, I think, had to explain to other cities, oh, yes, you can give chicken-ass jaywalking tickets even on side streets. Yes. And if you're like myself and you received one over there, even within crosswalks at lights that were green when you crossed them. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Drew.
Well, these are creative ideas.
There should Genius. Be, you know, in Burbank, there should really just be, right by the airport, there should be just a monument. There should be a huge bronze monument of a taxpayer with his pants pulled down his ankles and a traffic cop just effing him violently from behind.
Well, then they...
A shining beacon to that city and the raping of the citizens.
Arch over it. It's over 800,000 citizens raped daily.
Yes, yes. More... chicken-ass tickets given out. We give out more chicken-ass tickets in a month than the rest of the cities in the country combined do in a year. Yeah. Hats off to Burbank. Awesome. Awesome. And let me just say this to all the other cities and municipalities that are interested in raping. I know Culver City over here has lots of chicken-ass arrows. I know Los Angeles County's into that. And I'm sure there are many other municipalities in this. Go. Burbank should just have seminars on how to rape the citizens.
The word's got to get around.
Go on out. Bring that steno pad, everybody.
Send out Minion. Train at Burbank and then go out to your own town.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing. West L.A. could sure teach the Burbankians a lesson in the camera at the intersection raping part of the citizens.
And manicuring the lawn.
Well, the gay part, yeah. But I'm talking about the part where they just send you the tickets in the mail, you see. I mean, there's one place where West L.A. actually has a nice head start on Burbank. They should say, Burbank, you guys are raping.
Adam. Burbank doesn't want to lose the opportunity, the pleasure.
Raping person,
By mail?
Yeah,
why
I would
do
just
that?
Say, look, but listen,
why
Burbank.
Why bother?
You guys... You're doing a great job raping your taxpayers. That's awesome. My hat's off to you. But you could do it much more efficiently. You wouldn't actually have to rape them in person by pulling them over and handing out the chicken-ass tickets that way. You could just send it to them in the mail like we do.
And continue to rape at the present rate.
Oh, no. We're not stopping you from the chicken-ass tickets you're giving to the old people who are walking across the street. No, keep going. But you can get them in their car, too.
Yeah.
Awesome stuff.
It's what you call making money in your sleep.
Yes, yes. I drive through every red arrow. I find red arrows to drive through, and I pray that every American joins me in this.
Anyway.
Find it red, drive through it, and then when you get the ticket, fight it.
Brian, you see
fight
down
it,
here?
And we'll clog the whole goddamn system.
Good call, Mason Jar Man.
Drew, well, you'll know when I get that ticket.
Well, why don't you go fight in the building committee?
I'm doing that, too. It's been 4 years, and I've been through 4,000 of them. I haven't got a ticket yet. But maybe I'll drive out to Kent, Washington or something, wherever he's calling from, and get one and then fight that. If everyone fights it, we just clog the system. See what I'm saying, everybody?
That was my plan with the hedges.
All right. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this.
Okay. The phone number for Loveline is 1-800-LOVE-191. Loveline, I'll be right back.
Buddy, love line, man. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Let's get back to the phones, Drew.
Stu.
Justin?
Yes.
25.
What's going on, guys?
What's happening, brother man?
Not much. Dr. Drew, I had a question for you.
Yeah.
I was watching your show last night about the laser vaginal reconstruction or whatever it was.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering what the difference would be between that and after my wife has her child, if the daddy stitch if there would be any kind of comparison between those two.
No, not at all. No. That really was a reconstruction of the whole pelvic floor. I mean, they go way up inside the vagina.
Really?
Take off big pieces of tissue, sew it back down, and bring in a whole big pieces of the pelvis are cut away.
Oh, really?
The daddy stitch thing and the episiotomy is nonsense. And that, again, that still doesn't. What he's talking about is, you know, after they cut them to prevent a tear, then sewing it back a little tighter, the whole pelvic floor relaxes.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to take out big areas. And she had what's called a rectocele, too. So the rectum was descending down into the vagina, and the bladder was. This is multiple large babies that rips your pelvis apart like that.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Oh, kids. It's like someone putting a stick of dynamite in you.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I don't have time to talk to Amanda. Let's talk to David. David?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
28. You want to surprise your girlfriend by putting Alka-Seltzer in her vagina?
Yeah.
Yeah, couldn't just get her a tennis bracelet?
Yeah, she'd be much happier with that, believe me.
It's a coin toss for most ladies.
I understand that, David, you'd like your girlfriend to try wild and bizarre things on you, but that's not necessarily what she wants you to do to her.
I used to work with a welder who claimed he did this to his wife.
Yeah.
And this guy... Here's the thing about the construction trade.
By the way, Alka-Seltzer is largely aspirin. It's not a great thing for your vagina.
That isn't?
Burns.
It's always... Okay. How do you know?
Alka-Seltzer, because I treat ulcers and gastritis from it all the time.
From their vaginas?
Taking the Alka-Seltzer the way it's supposed to be taken.
But your vagina?
My vagina, I've had a... Yeah, irritation.
I always like when stupid people come up with a stupid angle and then cling to it.
Yeah.
So old people were putting this in their vagina? No. Whose vagina was... It's like, you brought up vagina, stupid. I just said no the first time you brought it up. You know when people do that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, oh, yes. Yeah, this welder. Oh, he was the ugliest man. You know, it's hard to be ugly. Like, if you don't have a big nose or even bad teeth and you're not fat, it's hard to be ugly. But this guy was. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I only imagine what his big old wife looked like, but he's tell us about putting Alka-Seltzer up in there. And I was like, come on, buddy. I'm trying to eat.
She like it?
I was talking during lunch. Yeah. I didn't know what to do, you know? All right. No etiquette. Take a quick break. Be right back after this.
We'll be right back. Loveline, we'll be right back.
Yay! Woo! Yeah! Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191er. Watch my show tonight. Too late. Adam Carolla, Comedy Central. Jeff Ross, King of the Rose. Funny. Funny. Funny man on tonight, 11:30, Comedy Central. Want to play a little Germany or Florida, Drew?
Let's do.
Speak to Amanda, who's 17. Amanda?
Yeah, hi.
What's up?
Not much. I was just wondering, before I go in with my Germany or Florida, how the Recyclarola was going.
Ooh, this is good.
I forget what that was.
The Recyclarola is my recycling chute that's going to be mandatory.
Right. Yes.
In all building codes by the year 2011, Drew.
Amazing.
I have a recycling chute in my home. When Jimmy Kimmel got his kitchen remodeled a few months back, he installed the Recyclarola. And the new house I'm working on for this TLC show has a Recyclarola in it.
Recyclarola.
No, not Recyclarola.
Recyclarola.
Yeah.
All right.
Drew, let me tell you what I was telling someone about you.
Yeah.
Drew hates your ideas, but never has one that's any better.
No.
Drew's
I was
like
hoping
always,
for one. I was hoping for one.
Drew's everyone. You always go... The Recyclarola. And he goes, no. No, it should be, what was that one you did?
Praying for a better one.
Recyclarola? No, it should be. I got nothing. Drew, maybe do it once. Here's what you got to do, Drew.
Just you got to well in my head.
You got to have one loaded up. You got to have a good one loaded up. And then you say no. If you just go no.
I was hoping to channel one.
I have to laugh, Drew, because whenever you hope to channel, All right. Amanda.
Yeah.
Yeah. So are you into recycling?
Probably not as much as I should be.
Yeah.
If you had a recycler roller.
If you had a recycler roller.
It makes it a cool idea, though.
It makes recycling fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's merely a tube that you throw bottles in your kitchen, and it goes right out, pops out the outside, and goes right into that recycling crate.
Yeah,
it's got like a rubber door on or something.
Yeah, put a flap on it. What's that?
I said, and if you're Kimmel, you run down to the bottom, get it, and throw it back down, right?
Well, he loves his so much, he just uses the same Mr. Pibb bottle. Just goes, runs back around laughing like a hyena, and then throwing it back in and running back around again like Homer Simpson when he's delighted. Yeah, it's awesome. Here's the thing, too. The bottles don't pile up using up precious counter space. Right, just boom, right in the thing. And everyone's kind of got the elevation for it. You don't think you do, but your kitchen floor is a good foot higher than the grade outside, than the patio outside, usually. Usually it's up a little bit. And even if it's not, you just put it in that lower recycling bucket. Mm-hmm. Amanda?
Yeah.
Give us the Germany or Florida, please.
Okay. Six people were charged Monday with trafficking in protected species of a migratory bird. After one man was caught with two rare songbirds hidden in his underwear at the airport, officials said. The suspects, named in a 21-count indictment unsealed Monday, were charged with illegally dealing in protected species of migratory birds, including indigo and painted buntings, blue grosbeaks, and northern cardinals.
Northern cardinals.
Hmm. That could
be. The six sold the birds from October of 2004 to July of 2005, mm-hmm. violating a Migratory Bird Treaty Act. The defendants allegedly sold the birds almost every Sunday at an informal market for many months during the investigation. Do you want me to keep reading?
No. A treaty implies other countries.
It does.
Migrating birds across multiple countries.
Mm.
But then Canada could be...
They do a lot of, they have Canadian geese.
Could be something with Canada. The other hand, and I do know a lot of South American birds come through Florida, right through that area, but this didn't sound like South American birds.
Mm-hmm.
My gut says Germany.
Really?
Yeah.
I say Florida
on
this one.
What do you got, Amanda?
Florida. Sorry, dude.
Yeah. True. Yeah. So much birds and trafficking.
Yeah.
And the wildlife trafficking.
That was
so
hard
Floridian.
One. Yeah. I don't even feel bad about that one.
But the guy with the Jayhawk in his pants.
Yeah.
That's no German.
You're right.
Did you channel that answer, Drew?
I did.
They're diabolical people, but they're not stupid. You understand?
Floridians.
No, German. Floridians German. Are stupid.
Yeah.
Floridians are idiots.
Got it.
Germans are geniuses. The problem is they're too smart.
Diabolical.
Well, when you get a guy with too many brain cells to rub together, you start coming up with, concentration camps. Right. That's how you work. You get a Mercedes and you get an oven for juice. That's how they work over there.
See,
too smart. See. It's not the friend of anybody. You know what I mean?
Too smart. Right.
Yeah, you do some great piano concertos, and you have a nice rocket program, but eventually start turning on people. Yeah. That's what really smart does. Because here's the thing. When you're really smart, you're tortured. And eventually, you start torturing other people.
Mm, interesting.
Stupid people aren't really interested in torturing other people that much. The really smart people are almost burdened by it.
Huh.
They're almost troubled by it. And eventually, they'll start looking for other people to burden.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they have a leg up on you because they're smarter than you are.
Mm.
They talk you into this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't seem evil because they're smart and they know how to present themselves.
So it's all thought out carefully. It seems like a good idea.
Well, you really think about Hitler and Nazis in Germany, they were sharp dressers. They didn't look like Charles Manson.
They rebuilt soccer stadiums and schools.
Yeah, it's like,
we
got a program going on.
Making people better.
We're going to make everyone's going to be beautiful. It's going to be utopia. It'll be awesome. Let's get together. Come on now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then that gives way to genocide.
The craziness, yeah.
Yeah. Alicia?
Yes.
As opposed to, you see the Manson family coming a mile away. It's like, hey, okay, crazy hippies. What's going on here? We got trouble coming. You know what I'm saying?
Major trouble coming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What's up, Alicia?
I was raped when I was 20 years old. And
perfectly? Okay.
It was pretty brutal.
Mm-mm.
And I've been engaged to the same guy for about 4 years.
So wait. So you were seeing that guy at the time when the rape occurred, or immediately following?
No, it came about 2 years after.
You were raped 4 years ago. You've been with this guy for 4 years. How does that work?
Oh, wait, sorry. I was raped when I was 20. I've been seeing him for about 2.5 years. It happened 2 years after. Okay. We've been trying...
It happened 2 years before.
Right.
Yeah, 2 years before. We've been together for about 2 years. I cannot have an orgasm with him.
Have you ever had an orgasm with anybody?
No.
Are you taking... You have asthma, right?
Yeah.
Are you taking asthma meds?
No. It's only when I do, like, physical exercises.
I can hear it now, though.
Really?
How did I know you had asthma if it's only during exercise? Unless you just got off the treadmill.
No treadmill. I'm fat. only physical-induced asthma. Like, if I used to play soccer.
But Alicia, I could hear the wheezing just with you talking to us.
Well, she's fat.
Yeah, it's not the fat. That's the asthma. So your asthma's more active than just exercise, okay?
So anyways,
Why are you not on asthma meds, more importantly?
They haven't prescribed.
You're fat.
Drew, please.
Well, I'm not fat. I'm about 30 pounds overweight.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'2" and I weigh 160.
You're overweight.
Yeah, exactly. I've gained 30 pounds in the last year. My doctor is really concerned. And
you're fat.
Yeah. Yeah. Drew. Basically.
Okay, Drew. We get it. Okay. We heard you the first time.
You're overweight.
Okay. That's just another way of calling her fat, Drew.
Are you a Mormon?
No, I'm Christian.
All right, I'm sorry. No, it just sounds like the Inquisition here. I mean, all these questions. Let me see if we can move forward. Okay, Alicia.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I apologize for my partner.
Okay. You're a heroin addict.
No.
Okay, no, Drew. I'm going to have to ask you to shut the microphone off.
You're lesbian.
You can't let me. Okay, now, Drew, do you mind if I continue?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Alicia.
You're a lesbian.
I don't know if you think this is funny or if you think this is helping. I would just like to move forward.
That's fine. Move forward.
Okay, let's please try to put this ugliness behind us. You were raped by whom?
You're
Who
fat.
Did this to you?
A guy I worked with.
A guy you
You're
worked
a lesbian.
With. Mm-hmm. Okay, we heard you the first time, Drew. And did you call the police?
No.
How come?
I
hold on. Did Anderson have that carded up, or is that actually you?
That was me.
That's okay.
That was Alicia. I beg your pardon.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't feel it was. I was kind of like scared. I didn't admit it to my parents for about 2 years.
What was the circumstance? You worked with this guy.
We worked with this guy, and we were afterwards. There was a party at an apartment, and we went there, and everybody got drunk, and he kind of cornered me in the bathroom, and. Basically did his way with me.
He raped you in the bathroom during the party?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a rapist. Why didn't you cry for help?
I don't know. I honestly don't know why I didn't do what I should have done.
Well, now is where the real questions start. Because she does have that little girl voice. Yeah. She is overweight.
Yeah.
A little protective.
Right.
And when you're in, and I'm guessing this apartment was the size of a book of matches.
Practically. Yeah,
with a nice hollow core, 1 3/8 door with 2 inches cut under it because they tried to swing it over that bad rust-colored shag.
Yep.
Point is hello, being raped, some guy would have banged open the door.
Well, that was the thing, is that people tried to come in, but he locked the door so nobody could come in.
But if you had said help, they would have busted the door in 4 seconds.
Yeah.
So that suggests you had what's called a freeze response,
mm-hmm.
which is something that people have when they were traumatized when they were younger.
Yes.
Like sexually abused when you were five or six.
No.
Something like
no,
that. Or physically abused?
No.
Nothing.
Why would you have a freeze response then?
This
at
is
20,
the, this
20
is
years
the
of age?
First time a man put his hands on you this way.
Yes.
You're fat.
Drew, please. Yes. From the time you were born till 4 years ago, this is the first time.
Yes.
Okay. Hold on. Let me talk to Drew for a second. Drew.
I can believe no sexual abuse, but I can't believe
no physical
abuse.
What about this, Drew?
Yeah.
Listen, what about the fact?
She was just so loaded she couldn't respond?
No. She sounds like a very naive
mm-hmm.
girl
mm-hmm.
and a late bloomer.
Mm-hmm.
And 9 out of 10 chicks you try to pull this on just start screaming. Believe me, I know.
Did she like this guy?
A, could have, but B, there is that percentage of people that were not formally abused. They're very naive. They have horrible self-esteem. They just don't really know what's going on, and they just sort of...
And they're drunk.
They let society do things to them.
You could add it up.
No, not even... You know, when I was young, I would have been the same way. I really would have been.
Hmm.
Okay. Alicia?
Yes.
Were you a virgin at that time?
Yes, I was.
Did you... See?
Did
you like the guy?
Semi.
Is that maybe why you didn't want to sort of blow the whistle? You were sort of hoping you'd kind of make out. And, yeah.
Yeah.
And then he just went too far.
Yeah.
All right. And again, I mean, obviously you didn't want to have sex with him, but before that, you were glad he was in the bathroom with you, right?
Not necessarily, because it was kind of like a scary situation. Like, he just kind of like came in there and like locked the door.
Oh, okay. But so. you'd known him, you worked with him, you liked him.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you never pressed any charges or anything like that?
No.
All right. And you say somewhat brutally raped, like, you know, he tackled you while you were jogging in a park or something.
Yeah, he kind of came up on me and did his way with me.
You're overweight. Did he hold a knife to you or something?
No, just physical.
All right. All right. There's things that are wrong here. He's not a good guy.
Right.
No ifs, ands, or buts. You walking around as if you were the victim of a violent crime is probably not the best course for you.
And the reality is that this recent weight gain may have something to do with that to keep people away.
I've been going to therapy for about two and a half years.
Okay, but the not orgasming, this is your first sexual partner now.
Yes.
And so it takes a while to kind of work that stuff out. Mm-hmm. And I doubt that really has anything to do with the rape.
All right, so stay with the therapy. I feel, Alicia, like you're walking around like you're damaged goods.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. In this guy's mind, he probably just thought he hooked up with a chick in a bathroom.
Again, it still all smacks with some earlier stuff. It really does.
You told him to stop. Is that correct?
Yes.
Your dad is still in your life?
Yes.
And you had no maltreatment when you were growing up? Nothing that was sort of...
No, it was... The whole relationship with my parents was, like, 100% normal.
All right.
Well,
what about your biological dad? How was he?
Oh, he's my... My dad is...
All right, I have to check, because once in a while we don't get that. Yeah. Oh, he's in the joint.
Yeah, exactly.
He committed suicide in prison.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, Drew... Let me say this. Every once in a while, you meet someone that sort of to break the mold a little bit.
Well, and she sort of fit, you know.
She had the virgin part at age 20.
Yeah. It worked.
All right. Stay in therapy.
Yeah.
And all I'm saying is
move on.
Act like you have a problem in the sense that you want to address it in therapy,
right.
But don't act like you have a problem in terms of just going out into life. Don't have your new relationship ruined by this one event.
Right.
This is 15 minutes out of your life that you were, you were buzzed during, you know what I mean?
It's not like you were six when it can affect how your brain grows.
Yeah, you're 20 years old.
You're a woman. Something bad happened.
Not a great experience.
Bad experience.
Don't wish it upon anyone, but don't have it ruin your current relationship.
Yes. Or your life, yes.
Isaac.
Hey. I had a question for Dr. Drew.
Hey.
I'm going through a divorce. And right now I'm debating whether I should go for joint custody with my kids or if I should be the weekend dad, because I'm really trying to keep my son off the sauce and my daughter off the pole here.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, were you from a divorced family?
Yeah. My mother's been married 3 times.
Strangely enough.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that there's some reasonably good studies that show that kids of divorced families have more trouble in intimate relationships, establishing intimacy, tolerating intimacy.
How dare you.
Well, it's true. Until you're at least 30s or 40s, and then it tends to settle down again.
Mm.
So, it's just really the important thing is that you and your wife or ex-wife work something out that's agreeable and that works, it functions, so you can be a family, be part of the kid's life,
mm-hmm.
whatever that is that you two think you need to do.
Mm.
It doesn't, you know, what you call it and how it's structured is up to the two of you.
Now, I've heard that, you know, the kids have problems when they have joint families, you know, being in half the time with the mother and half the time with
yeah,
the father.
Yeah, I've read various things about and seen various situations.
Oh, look,
I'll tell you what.
It's about the mom and the dad.
Well, here's the deal. Here's what he's saying, and this I actually agree with, is that the kids need stability. Mm-hmm. And if they're living with mom and they, you know, they're going to the same school every day, they don't have to cart away to the, you know, move to two counties away to stay with the dad for a few weeks and leave their friends behind and stuff. It's like, I'm talking about
the parents living in, you know, relatively the same vicinity and, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday thing or whatever. My parents got divorced when I was 7 or 8. Would have been nice if they got divorced when I was 5 or 6.
Or before you're born.
Or actually before I was born, or maybe even never met. That, I mean, you know, best case scenario.
Serious here.
Best case scenario, they never meet. But, you know, they were dumb enough to stay together for like 7 years. And they divorced, and my dad moved down the street, which, awesome one-bedroom apartment on Laurel Canyon. Have you been to North Hollywood? Because it really gets nice out around Oxnard.
Oh,
you
take
Laurel down to Oxnard.
Beautiful. Nice.
Oh, this was the 70s. They had beautiful little quaint little cottages
those
right
on. Those two-story ones with the around the open courtyard with the weeds growing in the middle?
This would have been one, and this would have been about 6 feet away from Laurel Canyon.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Yeah, it was awesome. Awesome. So he was over there, and my mom is in an exquisite pile of S that my grandmother let her squat while she smoked weed. So it was a beautiful experience. But it was back and forth, and I got to see both of them.
His thinking, though, about creating something stable is important. Yeah. And the stability, and whoever can create the most stable environment for the kids, that becomes the primary parent, and the other one visits.
Here's the other one, too. My parents would not talk to each other for years, and that part was probably more troubling than the divorce part, which is... Like one of them's got to sort of wait at the end of the driveway for the other to send the kid in, and then you're like a courier pigeon, you know. Go tell your mom that. We'll tell your dad that, you know, because they're not adult enough to actually be in the same room together. I don't think there's any bad blood. I think they're both so humiliated that either one of them was with either one of them that they couldn't look them in the face. I mean, I really do believe it. I don't think they had a beef between the two of them. I think both of them just looked at each other and went, holy S, I can't believe I was with, and they both pointed at the same time, you. Because that's what it was. It was like once in a while, you just nailed that skank that was in the dorm next year's, and you're blitzed out of your mind on Everclear, and it's like you run into her in the library, and you're thinking to myself, it's like, oh my God, what was I thinking? And you're getting crap from your friends and stuff. They both were that. It was both
for
the equivalent
each
to
for
nailing
each other, for one another.
Yes, for one another, and I think they couldn't bear to be in the same room together.
It's awesome.
Yeah,
you're fine.
Right. Yeah, awesome, awesome stuff. Awesome. All right, you ready to rock here, Drew?
Yep. We didn't give out that Durex pack.
Oh, we didn't? All right, Michelle?
Hi.
What's happening?
My boyfriend's mother isn't very nice.
Mm-hmm. All
right. We have a 2.5-month-old son together. Mm-hmm. And ever since she found out I was pregnant, she has been...
Oof.
She's been treating me like I'm crap and like I'm the only one that messed up. And well, the thing is, she won't see our son until there's a paternity test, even though me and him both know it's his.
So when your son is 2.5 years old?
Months.
Two and a half months
old.
Why
don't you get the paternity test?
Because he's 17. And she has to sign for it.
So she won't...
she won't sign for it because she refuses to see my son. And... Oh. And...
Is that your boyfriend or your son?
That's my son.
Oh, okay. Because he's young too, though.
People are just wonderful.
You mean the mom?
Just the whole situation.
It's
a wonderful,
awesome,
heartwarming situation.
It's awesome. Listen,
and you got the dependent one there, the one that really needs everybody.
Yeah, the ace man.
And what's that one got? What's it called?
Oh, the kid. Yeah, right, right, the kid. Yeah. I'm ready. You know what I'm ready to do with the world?
Make one of those giant cans you were talking about, little PVC cans with the gasoline in it.
And just fire the globe out into the sun.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, here's what I'm going to do with the world. You ready?
All right.
I used to have a buddy. He liked to paint. He'd get halfway into a painting sometimes and realize, it wasn't worth the canvas it was on. And buying a stretch canvas wasn't, probably cost him $25. He didn't have much money. What'd he do? Just bring out a bucket of that white gesso and paint it right over again. Yeah. Start fresh.
Just do that in America. The whole world doesn't necessarily need it. Parts of the world need it.
You watch the news?
Mm.
Yeah. I could dump a little gesso on Africa, Middle East, parts of Europe. Mexico. I guess I'll leave Mexico. I'm going to need a place to crash. I just pretty much leave Canada and a couple places in Europe, and then we start over. That's all. Maybe a couple of, I don't know about South America, Central America. Maybe a little South America somewhere. Just keep a little oxygen flowing. I'm going to work it out, Drew, but you know my gesso plan?
Paint the world white. Start over.
What?
Whitewash.
You're supposed to answer with yeso.
Yeso. Yeso.
All right. Try that again. You down with gesso?
Yeso.
Thank you. Take a quick break. Be right back. All right, Michelle, we'll get back with you. Try to figure out what
we're going
to
do.
We'll help her. We'll help her. Be right back after this.
Loveline. Be right back in a minute.
It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
Begs no discussion, Adam.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Guess what?
You're fat.
You know what time I woke up this morning, Drew?
It's 5:30.
No. I went to bed at 2:30. I got up at 7:05.
Oh, nice.
You want to know why?
Why?
Reverse beeper. Truck.
Oh. Yeah.
Neat. Nice. And I know you guys have heard this rant 10,000 times, but
here we go.
Well, here's the deal, Drew.
The rants I've been hearing lately from you are about this freeway signs that aren't firing off.
I'm
getting that twice a day.
Beside my goddamn self on that one.
Yeah.
You know, I was on the 110 the other day, and they were up and running. It was. I thought of you. It was great. It said like
what.
Distance to the 101, like 22 minutes. Distance to the 405.
Oh, no. You're on the 105. That's the 105 does that.
No, not the 105.
Or way down the 110, like San Pedro.
Yeah, but I thought of Corolla.
But downtown, where you really need it, they don't do that. And they don't do it late at night except to announce things that are happening in, like, Ontario.
Let me explain something that has happened in a three-day period involving the L.A. three days.
You and I.
Yeah.
Yes, night before.
Night before, well, Monday night, I couldn't get off the freeway. I had to be diverted through downtown.
There was a freeway closure.
There was an off-ramp closure.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Or yes,
major
a freeway,
freeway closure. Yeah.
There was a major freeway closure on the way in last night.
Because of an accident.
And another freeway closure.
The same night. Yes.
Now, here's the deal. I don't mind. That's nobody's fault.
Oh, then we had another one way down by the Hollywood Freeway, remember?
Yes.
So we've had four closures.
Right. Now, I wouldn't be angry except for I passed under three blank signs, electronic billboard signs.
Which, ironically, the week before had announced Amber Alerts three times.
And the day before said obey.
Yeah, that's right.
Obey the speed limit.
Yeah,
not observe, obey. Now, why they can give the Amber Alerts and give the obey part and not give the part where the goddamn freeway's closed coming up in a mile, that warps the mind. It warps the mind.
It warps yours, that's for sure.
It warps my mind.
Yes, I know.
The other thing that warps my mind is the range on the beeper truck.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
I wasn't sleeping on a parade route. I'm not in the street. In a sleeping bag. I'm in my house. Clear as a goddamn bell. And you know what people don't realize?
What's that?
People don't realize the range. beige. People don't realize how far you can see on a clear day.
Right.
People don't realize that if you go to the top of a high building and you're in Seattle and there's nothing but blue skies, you can see 65 miles.
Yeah.
Same thing with sound. People don't realize
it's cold morning.
Crisp morning, and there's nothing else going on, and there's dead silence, and some guy goes a mile away with a horn and starts hitting it every second. You can hear it. Uh-huh. Everyone can hear it. Just saying, how can we be backed up over in our own goddamn bedrooms? That's all. Is there ever a kid doing a shoulder roll? How many beeps do you guys hear, and how much cover do you take? What do you think that ratio is? Have you ever taken cover, Drew?
Oh, I'm just thinking of the 86 have you ever, billion beeps.
Have you ever stepped out of the way?
I'm sure I've stepped out of the way. I've probably had one or two beeps that have made a little tiny difference to me out of the 86 billion.
Do you think you would have been hit by the vehicle?
No, no, no.
Do you think it would have been close, grazed by the vehicle?
Doubt it, no.
Now, do you realize that you hear those all day, every day? Mm-hmm. But yet, there's nothing to do with them?
Let's make a list of all the things that hinder our movement through a day.
Well, let's just put it this way. If you travel, and you travel with any consistency, you probably now have the equivalent of 6 months waiting in line at the airport.
Mm-hmm. That's just the travel part.
Not the part where you're on the plane, the part where you're trying to get through security. Yeah, all that stuff. Yeah. Everything. Yeah. And eventually, that's it, everybody. Because you have a limited amount of time on the planet, and just like you don't want to work 7 days a week, you don't want to hear that. You don't want to hear 300,000 beeps a day. And it's awesome because my office is across the street from a huge construction site, and all I hear is that all goddamn day. That's all I hear.
All right, so Michelle.
Yes.
Hello.
What is it we can do to help to us? Do you want to try to establish paternity of this child? So what?
We want to get it official, but she won't sign for it.
Well, how are you taking care of this child? How are you supporting him?
With my money.
I
am right now I'm on 3 months maternity leave from my work.
What do you do?
I work at Arby's.
Arby's.
I see. I couldn't come up with something that good. I was going to say stuffs beanbags. But a noble position compared to working at Arby's.
Well, Arby's sounds too pat, you know, too easy.
Here's why I couldn't work at Arby's. One for you, one for me. I love those. I just take a bite out of everyone's burger before I go. I don't want the whole thing. I just want a bite.
You like Arby's. You're an Arby's fan?
Yeah.
That was roast beef.
Arby's?
Yeah.
Yeah, Arby's is roast beef. Mm-hmm. But it's not really roast beef. Arby's is to roast beef what particle board is to wood.
Got it.
Still doesn't mean we don't need it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Go ahead,
all right,
Michelle.
So you support yourself. Well, you live by yourself. What's the plan?
I have money from other things. From when I was younger, I have a trust fund.
Wait a minute. No, nobody with a real trust fund is on paternity leave from Arby's.
Unless you sued McDonald's.
No.
No. You can't have money and work at Arby's. There's a law.
My father died when I was younger, and I have a trust fund from him.
How much did he leave you?
A lot more than I ended up getting. It's been in the court systems for the last 10 years, tied up in a whole bunch of stuff because my aunt tried to get it.
Aunt.
That's his sister?
No, my aunt, my father's sister. And that's so
right, that would be his sister.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, she told the...
People so incredibly poised to say no and disagree.
It's incredible.
It's one thing to disagree with things that are confusing. It's another thing just to disagree.
Like, I know.
How badly do you want to disagree? Yeah. Oh, your aunt. Oh, that's his sister? No.
Interesting. I've been getting less of that lately.
Yeah, me too.
Sorry, I thought you
that's
said
his
my
sister.
Sister.
Nah, I know. But the point, the fact that you thought I said that means you're dying to disagree.
Anyway.
Sorry.
Anyway. So what are we going here? What is it you want to
do? I don't know. I'm just killing time.
I don't know how to deal with her.
I want to know how much money you got left.
I haven't even gone all of it yet. I have about $40,000 in a CD accumulating money, and then another $30,000 in my savings, $8,000 in my checking, and then I have $1,500 in his savings account.
All right. Well, so you got close to $800,000 or something?
They haven't given it all to me yet. I plan on buying a house once I get it all.
All right. Well, first off, FRBs. That's my initial joke. Number two, when does this guy turn 18?
November.
All right, so then you'll do it.
November? So he's going to turn...
2 months away.
Yeah, a couple months.
Yeah, but as much as I hate his mother and I'm sick of her, mm-hmm. I want my son to have a relationship with her because she is his grandmother.
Yeah,
well,
she's just... been really difficult. Like, she refuses to stop smoking because I don't allow anyone that smokes to then go and hold my son or let alone smoke around them.
Why won't you allow somebody that smokes hold your child?
Unless they wash their hands. They have to wash their hands.
Why?
But
you absorb nicotine.
It's bad for them. It's been proven in research that even if you smoke outside, then you come in
sure.
and hold your child.
No, we've all seen the data.
Smoke is still on you.
All over JAMA. She read this year's JAMA. She's also New England Medal.
There was Annals of Internal Medicine, New England Journal.
Well,
she's the American College of Cardiology.
And there was a blurb on it in the Wall Street Journal. She saw.
Michelle
Reader also had something to say about it.
What? Just think it through for a second.
Well,
what is the problem with cigarettes? What makes people ill from cigarettes?
The smoke.
The smoke. Okay, not the nicotine. The smoke. Smoke's gone when the cigarette's put out.
Well, but Drew, thousands of people die every year from secondhand smoke.
Yeah, but if she makes people smoke outside and they come in...
Some of it gets trapped in their eyebrows. Come on, be realistic, Drew. You know what I'm saying?
Anyway. Well, she smokes inside, too. She smokes inside her house.
Let me tell you what's worse for a kid. Having a mom that works at Arby's and having a 17-year-old dad.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Actually worse than trace elements of nicotine. Would you say, Drew?
I'd say if the grandma actually shared the cigarette with the 2-month-old,
it'd
be better.
Yeah, like they're in a foxhole and they're just sharing a butt. You know, and here you go, buddy.
Much better.
I really would. But
yeah, yes,
you'd rather your kid have a few barges off that mm-hmm. square than have these folks raise them, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I always you know what I love? I love when people really focus on the minutia when the whole S house is going up in flames.
Yeah.
That's the part I enjoy most.
We call that rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic.
There you go, Michelle. All right. Well,
I don't like cigarette smoking, so
I understand. When this guy turns 18, you get the paternity test, you take him from there. Do not get pregnant ever again.
Oh, ever. No.
Okay.
Ever.
And when mom sees, grandma sees that this is in fact his biological child, there may be a little turnaround. And
stop
busting her chops so much.
Well, here's the deal. I'm sure she's no delight.
I know. But
you don't sound like the world's greatest 20-year-old either.
But the 17-year-old's got to go from one to the next. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Ball-busting mom.
It's a ball-busting Michelle.
And, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. And the fact, though, is if you really want that grandmother to have a relationship with a child, you're going to have to open the door for it.
Kid's going to be president.
Mm-hmm.
Should we give Michelle the Durex party pack?
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Michelle.
Yes.
You won yourself a Durex party pack.
Oh, yay.
All right. Okay.
I don't really like.
Okay. What a shock.
She doesn't like condoms.
Can you take it away from her?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, she's not getting it. I'm going to force a stray cat to crap into a hefty bag and send it to her.
Tell her what she lost to.
Yeah. Michelle, what you lost is not only
I don't like condoms. I said I don't like sex right now.
Not only the Durex, but you lost
We don't want her to like sex.
You lost CDs. Good for you.
Give her the condoms.
I might put you back on the list.
She's on.
Hi, Michelle. You're back in.
Hello.
Don't talk. You're in danger of losing it again. I put her on hold. All right, we're going to take ourselves a break, shall we?
Good idea.
I got to plug my show one more time.
Too Late with Adam Carolla. It's on right now.
That's right. Comedy Central. Take a quick break. Be right back after this.
Love Line. We'll be right back.
Yeah, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. You ready to rock, Drew?
Here we go.
Let's talk to
Nikki.
Boyfriend has what?
You'll see.
All right. Nikki?
Yes.
What's up?
My boyfriend has MRSA, or he was diagnosed with it.
Which is methicillin-resistant Staph aureus.
Yeah, thank you.
Good times.
What does that mean?
Exactly. It means it's just skin infection, basically.
Well,
Staph aureus.
Staph aureus.
That'd be a good name for one of David Allen Greer's kids.
Oh.
Staph aureus!
Put that wiffle ball bat down. Football bad. Grams of ethanol estradiol, which is
ethanol estradiol.
It's the progesterone. It's the levonorgestrel.
And where's levonorgestrel?
Or the norethindrone.
Put that wiffle ball bat down. Come in the house.
So behind. I'm sick of these kids, man.
You forget.
I can't help it. I love that.
You forget when he talked about the prolapsing anus too. Last time he was up here.
Oh yeah. I swear, Anderson. I need that on a disc every time I feel bad. I just want to listen. And Drew, as God is my witness, we're just going to do a segment where you read off ingredients on birth control pills.
Yeah, yeah.
And he turns them into black children and screams out the front window at them.
What I said, I got feelings for you. Can I prolapse your anus?
Oh, my.
I swear, let me just hear those black kids' names one more time. I just got to hear.
Grams of ethanol estradiol, which is...
Ethanol estradiol.
It's the progesterone. It's the levonorgestrel.
And where's levonorgestrel?
Or the norethindrone.
Put that wiffle ball bat down. Come in the house.
So behind. I'm sick of these kids.
I just love that. Drew, here's what we're going to do for my next birthday party.
Just play that.
No, we're going to get a long list of these things. You're going to stand next to David Allen Greer. This is for my birthday.
Done.
You understand?
Done and done.
You are going to read off of this long medical list, yes. And he is going to convert every single one of
hormones.
Them into a black child. Do you understand me?
Yes, yes. Oh, yes.
Nikki?
Hello.
Yeah. Okay, so what were those? All hormones?
Yeah, progesterone and estrogens. Those are the
And there's different types of estrogens.
Ethanol estradiol is a typical.
It's funny when you say it.
It's typical estrogen in a birth control pill, and levonorgestrel in the norethindrone.
Yeah,
are the morning after pills? That's the progesterone in the morning after pill.
All right, Nikki, go ahead.
Okay, well, he was diagnosed with MRSA, and they said that there was only, like, 3 antibiotics that would kill it.
Yeah.
Well, he was given one. It didn't work, and they gave him another one, and so far he hasn't had any outbreaks, but I'm about ready to have my first baby.
Wait, does he have recurrent folliculitis or something? What's he got?
Oh,
I have no idea. He was just diagnosed with MRSA, and the doctor
Where?
Told,
where?
What do you mean, where?
Yeah, that's an infection. It's a staph infection.
At the hospital.
Where is the staph infection?
He had it in his thigh at first. Then they gave him the first antibiotics. He took that. It went away. And then he got one on his knee.
All right.
All right. You know what? That usually ends up. I think.
Where's that part come in where you go, where? What do you mean, where?
Yeah,
what do you mean, where?
I know.
Well, his thigh and his knee, right?
I have a feeling he needs to see their dermatologist or infectious disease doctor, because the reality, what you're describing, is something that responds to doxycycline typically.
Okay. Well, I heard that MRSA is contagious for newborns.
Well, yeah, it's contagious for everybody, but it has to cause infection, though. Just having it around is, you know, it's
well,
around in the environment.
Well, it travels through the nose, and so that's
why. It lives in your nose. That's where Staph aureus lives. Mm. But you need to see infectious disease doctor. Seriously, this sounds like this is being mismanaged, frankly.
Well, are there other...
Or managed not as well as it could be.
There are other bugs that live in your nose?
Yeah, lots of them. Staph aureus is the one that can cause bad infections. The ones that gets on your hands, and you can infect people with that. And they're
mm-hmm.
And you know, methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, it's a community problem because it's something that gets around and then starts causing infection. It's very mm-hmm. hard to treat it. You can't use the usual antibiotics, penicillin-type antibiotics, or what are called cephalosporins. Mm-hmm. You end up using something called vancomycin and those sorts of things. But if they're using vancomycin for recurrent carbuncles, that's not appropriate. There's something going wrong here with that treatment. So,
I think I had a carbuncle on my ass once.
Oh, yes.
These are all awesome names, though, for David. It's all I can think about. Drew, my birthday, I'm just going to need a list.
Thinking about your birthday.
I need a list. Wait,
where is Dave? We need him back now.
And here's the deal. I don't want this thing to go on for, you know, 3-4 minutes.
Or you want a half hour.
Solid half hour.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to have to come in with one of those scrolls the king, squires used to used to make proclamations with and just unroll it as it rolls all the way down the floor.
Got it.
And you're going to have to go through every single medical term, and he's going to have to convert it into a young black John. That's all.
Spontaneous.
Nathan?
Yeah.
What's up, buddy?
I just want to let you guys know I listen to you guys every night, and you guys are so funny.
Thanks.
Okay, I have a question. Okay, about 6 months ago, I had a—I may not be pronouncing this right, but it was a epididymitis.
Yep.
And I've had since then. I've had two separate girls pregnant, and they both had miscarriages.
Thank
God.
Wondering
if that could be why or
no. Epididymitis is just an inflammation infection. Usually it starts with an STD, frankly.
Yeah, that's just
and,
that's
just it's just inflammation.
Darwin taking out the trash.
Yeah, most people aren't aware that most pregnancies end in miscarriage. That's a fact. And, you know, these are just, they ended for whatever reason.
Nathan.
Yeah.
What are you doing getting everyone pregnant?
That's the bigger issue.
Well, this one girl I was with for a year, and I was with her for 2 months before we even did anything with each other.
Yeah.
And then before that, I had this other chick. I got pregnant, and I wasn't, that was more like a one-night stand type thing.
Oh, Vivid. That explains it. There was one chick who got pregnant, and then another chick who got pregnant.
Well, so it wasn't your fault. It's all coming to focus now.
One chick and then another.
I see. So you got two chicks pregnant, and the story is you put your penis and ejaculate in two different women. Write that down,
Drew. And one was in one-night stand.
Okay, hey, Nathan, I think I owe you an apology, buddy. I'm sorry for my tone. I know it was a little accusatory. I've had kind of a long week, and I didn't know you'd been banging two separate chicks.
Wear
a condom,
for God's sakes,
yeah,
Nathan. For God's sakes. What are you doing?
I don't know, dude.
You listen to the show all the time, you said. Don't you hear what happens to people?
What?
All right.
I was going to send him out that Durex party pack.
Right, we gave it to
him. I've given out several hundred of those already. Nathan?
Hello?
You're 20?
Yeah. Hi, how's it going, guys?
Good, what's up?
Good, buddy. What's happening?
All right, I have a question. I wanted to ask Dr. Drew if he knows anything about having too much sex and balding, if it's related in any way.
No. Balding is a genetically set up program. And
yeah.
You're going to be bald or not. There's medicines, Propecia and Rogaine, and things you can take to do it to delay or prevent the loss.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it.
What about the fact that they, you know, say it's related to that hormone?
Testosterone.
And maybe guys with thinning hair have more sex because they have higher
levels? They're genetically programmed to respond to the testosterone by losing the hair.
It's not so that they have more testosterone.
It's just how their body responds to it.
It's like anything else. It's not how much you. It's like being allergic to something.
Right.
It's not that you're exposed to it. It's how you react when you're exposed
exactly.
to it.
And so the testosterone blocking agents help,
mm-hmm.
but it helps how those bodies who are losing the hair react to testosterone.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Be right back after this.
If you need help,
call Loveline 1-800-LOVE-191.
Well, that's the show, y'all. We'll give some thanks where thanks are due. I want to thank Junior producer Lauren, doing a great job. Call me at home. Remind me. Give me a heads up on the Durex thing. I don't get paid for. It's awesome. I want to thank producer Ann for doing a fantastic job all night and all week. I want to thank engineerist Michelle for putting up with our sexually...
Sensitive and inappropriate
comments regarding her sexual proclivity. I thank Engineer Anderson for his vitriolic hate for Engineer Michelle.
And you.
Me too. I want to thank, who else, Drew?
Patricia.
Patricia for doing a great job screening all week. Curtis.
Ann.
I got Ann. I get Curtis
Rick.
In there.
Rick and Marcus.
Oh, Marcus. Rick and Marcus. Yeah. Doing a wonderful job. And Engineer Anderson. Yeah. So until next time, Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
100 micrograms of ethanol estradiol,
which is...
Ethanol estradiol!
It's the progesterone. It's the levonorgestrel.
And where is levonorgestrel?
Or the norethindrone.
Norethindrone. Put that wiffle ball back down. Come in the house.
So behind. I'm sick of these kids, man.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Annie Golden. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.